We're just glad to get to come.
Yes.
And we're going to read a few verses scattered around. I really wanted to get a word from the Lord. I don't know if I did or not, but I know I'm going to give you the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And we're going to believe the Lord. And we're running out of time.
Yep.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
And it says sincere. It's serious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. I was down in Loosedale, Mississippi when the hurricane came to land. That's not probably now from the coast, I guess. And it didn't rain any. And at home, all the way up in Virginia, it blew through there and tore stuff upside down.
Yeah.
It's hard to predict, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard to predict what a day will hold.
Right.
Those old trees in them woods. I'm 68. I'll be 68 on Halloween. Yeah. And I'm the only priest who celebrates Halloween. I know of. And I do celebrate it when I can, or that day anyway. And I'm 68. I've never seen a wind like that come through there, 68. That's why those trees fell every which way.
Yeah.
That's why I was without power for 6 or 8 days. And it's because those trees that never faced anything like that didn't know if they could stand or not.
Yep.
They didn't, did they?
No.
Ooh, somebody listen to that right there. There's coming a day where that which cannot be shaken shall remain.
Yeah.
But brother, the ones that can be shaken, that's why we're having revival.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be a crying shame to go to church here all these years and then meet your maker and he says, I never knew you? Are you with me? That'd be sad, wouldn't it? You say, don't make us sad. Let's get real here.
Come on now.
Amen. I'm glad the gospel's simple, aren't you?
Right.
Yeah,
it's simple. I couldn't do it any other way. I'm going to go with you. Thank you so much, Brother Jason. Kindness, great place to stay there. I got several places I want to read.
Yes.
And I'm going to preach just a little short, simple thought. And we got lots of places to pray up here.
Yeah.
And I want you to turn with me to the book of Proverbs and Isaiah and Psalms. Not all at once. We'll start with Proverbs, and we'll read a verse there. And I don't know, y'all with me?
Yes.
Amen.
All right. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, this scripture just got on me. Now, listen, I never went to Bible school. I wish I had it. I wish I was there now. But I didn't. But I know this scripture, when it came on my heart, it grabbed me.
Yeah.
And I want to read it again. I want to read it to you. And let's see if we can get, maybe somebody get something out of this. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it.
Yeah.
And is safe.
Yes. All right.
Now, I know you said, well, you got this from the storm. I didn't. It didn't come on me. Now, I got several other verses to read. And there's several characteristics about this scripture that stirs me. Amen. It speaks of a situation where these individuals are vulnerable.
Yeah.
They're in an unsafe area. There's a storm brewing, or enemies came. And we're looking for a place to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Yes. Yeah.
And so I'm going to read several other verses. Stay with me now. Man, I've preached this sermon 100 times in the last few days to myself.
Yeah.
Amen. And I want you to get this. I'm going to get you a thought here. But he said, amen, look at this close again. And it's unusual how it says it's the name of the Lord. is a strong tower. Okay. Now, how many knows what a tower in those days?
Yeah.
What that tower, the symbolic of that tower.
Yeah.
That mean a tower was a place of safety.
Sure.
Right. Place of observance.
Uh-huh.
You ever get so wore out with this world and the storms of life, you don't even know hardly where you're at.
Yeah, that's right.
Now y'all can nod with me or say amen or something.
Amen.
But let me tell you what I'm going to preach on, and maybe just the title will hang on you. But before I do, will somebody remember this if I come back to it? Thank you, Brother Earl. Oh, you didn't volunteer. Okay. Well, you just keep that verse in your mind. I want you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 32. Stay with me. The name of the Lord is the high tower. Now, here's what I want you to... You ever been in a storm and you see it coming up and the clouds break and you go to running for refuge?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Anybody ever do that? Just go running into a place you know is going to be safe, where the rain's not going to get you, the wind's not going to get you. I like this term right here that it said, they runneth into it, praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, we're so laid back in this hour. I'm telling you, we know where our favorite seat is in church. We can waltz over there, so to speak, and flop down and put our feet out in the aisle and say, bless me if you can. But brother, it's no time for that today. We're in the storm of our lives. Somebody say amen. And we need to be, the Bible said, run into this place of safety. Amen. Come on now. Stay with me.
Yeah.
I want you to look at Isaiah chapter 32. Am I doing any good yet?
Doing good. Yeah,
I'm warming up. I'll be done shortly now. Listen to this. Verse 2. 32. Isaiah. If you're there, nod your hand with me. You there? Okay, watch this. And a man shall be as a hiding place.
Thank you, Lord.
A man shall be as a hiding place.
Yes.
You get my from the wind. A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind.
Yeah.
And a covert from the tempest.
Right.
Woo.
Right.
Rivers of water in a dry place.
Yeah.
As a shadow of a great rock in a weary
Lamb
of God. You ain't getting this yet. A lot of times I preach, folks don't get it for weeks. Sometimes they never get it. Amen. What's that old song? Y'all sing that old song around here, Jesus is a Rock.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all sing that old song. Come on now. Preach with me. I ain't going to preach all night. It'll seem like it, but it won't be. Amen. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. I don't know the rest of it. You, Brother Earl. Amen. But I do know he's a rock in a weary land. Where are we going to hide?
Yeah.
Where are we going to run? Oh, somebody say amen. Amen. Here's my text. Amen. A little while in this house. I don't think I have to tell you that the storm is on. Amen. The rain has rolled up.
Yeah.
The wind, the tempest is upon us. And I want to preach tonight on run for cover. Hallelujah. Run for cover. Praise God. Amen. I want to ask you, are you still with me?
Yeah.
Let me read this again. A man shall be, where can I hide?
Yeah.
Amen. Come on now. Listen. I don't know. Anybody here listen to the news? I could probably pick you out.
Yeah.
It's sad, Sam. Huh? Ever listen to the news?
Come on.
Nuclear war?
Oh yeah.
Little old kids, I don't even want them to hear that sometime.
Yeah.
Right.
Stay with me. You still here? I want to preach this out here tonight. I remember when I was a little boy, I was born, and these stories, you can get tolerate them. They just come on me. But when I was a little kid, I was born in the mid-50s. 1950s. Got it?
Yeah.
And was anybody alive then? Let's see if you were alive in the 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a nursing home here. Oh, I'm just kidding. Just a little humor there, children. Anybody, y'all remember the 50s, don't you? Anybody remember Nikita Khrushchev? Oh, yeah. Anybody remember what he did? Help me preach a little bit. Pat me on the back. Okay. Thank you, buddy. Anybody remember? Does anybody remember what he did at the UN?
Yeah.
When they let him speak? He was the Russian president.
Yeah.
Took his shoe off. You remember that, brother? You remember that? You wasn't watching TV, was you? Huh? You've been a holiest man, I tell you. Come on now. He was watching something besides the news is what it was. Amen. He took that shoe out and he banged it. Woo!
All right.
Anybody will say, you're getting happy over that? No, no, but listen. I got a little sermon I want to preach to you. Run, run for cover.
All right.
Are you listening to me? We're in the storm of our life. Hey, there's my old friend. Amen. Well and happy. Look at there.
Yeah.
Boy, God's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. That's a good guy right there. Praise the Lord. Who played the bass over here tonight? Who? Is this his home church?
Yeah.
You're the bass player here, buddy. That was a good job. Amen. Give him a good hand. Picking on that bass here tonight. God bless you. I enjoyed that. Amen. Boosting that bass and I was trying to sing these holiness songs. Amen. Come on now. As a little boy, Khrushchev beat on the... I'm just a little kid. Probably 5 years old. He beat that table and he said, we, Russians, communists, shall take America without firing a shot.
Thank you, man.
Yep. Do anybody remember hearing that?
Yeah.
In the history books? Amen. Come on now. Amen. I heard them talking about that. And they talked about that old president taking his shoe off in that UN meeting and pounding and threatening America and telling they're going to override with communism. And brother, there was a fear got on my five-year-old heart. Amen. Communists. Communists. Amen. Was a scary word to me as a little kid in the 50s and the 60s. Amen. You ever hear of the Bay of Pigs?
All right.
You're getting this, are you?
Come on.
Amen. You ever hear the missiles in Cuba pointed toward Florida?
Yeah.
Amen. That was 68 years ago. Amen. And fear got on me.
Yeah.
Amen. Can you imagine today our young people with the internet and public school and television? Can you imagine the fear? Amen. And the insecurity? Amen. Of men and women? Woo! You know what? I'm here to preach to you.
Come on.
It's time to run for cover.
Come on.
Woo!
Praise.
Well, I wish I could preach here.
Come on.
If I could shout, I'd just shout. Let y'all preach.
Yeah.
Coming out of them mountains, I lived up in the mountains called Jewel Ridge.
No.
Anybody ever hear of it? You've been everywhere, brother.
Yeah, brother.
You have too now. And coming out of that mountain, communist invasion on my mind.
Yeah.
And I looked in them woods and I thought, as a little boy, I thought, where could I hide where the commies couldn't find me?
Come on now.
All right.
All right. Are y'all listening to me?
Come on now.
Boy, I feel like preaching a little bit tonight. Is that what you're asking here tonight? Where can I hide?
Where can I hide?
From Iranian missiles. Where can I hide? Amen. From Russian, amen, nuclear warheads. Where can we hide? Amen. From evil and sin. Are you listening to me? The storm is on.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me? Oh, yeah. There is a man. There is a man who is a shelter. Woo! I don't know what you think about Jesus tonight, but let me tell you about a little old country boy. Amen. With depression and fear and anxiety all over him. But you know what I did, boys? Coming down off of Jewel Ridge Mountain. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. I know places in that mountain that the commies probably would never go. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Am I being here, Reverend?
Come on now.
No.
Come on now, Randy.
I've probably not been irreverent enough about the commies.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Are you listening to me?
Tell
it. Fear all around. Dang, what are we going to do?
Right.
You ever do this? Brother Scotty, when I was a young preacher, can you imagine me as a young preacher? Would you like to be Brother Ralph Horton? He's my pastor, you know. And I'd go to him and I'd say something. I would wait until I could say something intellectual.
Yeah.
And I approached him and I'd say, Brother Ralph, if something don't happen, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
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 And he looked at me like, Are you with me? Hey, listen. In the last days, there's coming a great falling away.
You're right. Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Right.
Amen. How many's read the book?
Come on.
Praise God. Oh, stay with me now. I got a lot of stuff to preach to you in this house.
Come on.
You know what we ought to do? It just dawned on me today in this dark hour that we live. Amen. In this city. I don't know how many people are in Huntington. How many's in Huntington?
About 44,000.
44,000 people. There's about 43,940 that don't know what they're missing tonight.
All right.
Run for cover!
Yeah.
Amen. Come on now. Perilous times shall come.
Yeah.
Men will be lovers of their own self, lovers of pleasure. Amen. Dangerous times. We got to have a place to hide.
Yeah.
How many knows it's a place to hide?
Yeah.
And it's in a man who will be a cover from the storm.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. I want my story here, I gotta tell you. Get back up here to my notes. I went by that, went come off that mountain, crooked old mountain road, and over. Now I plotted this out. We were the shopping people. We went to town twice a month, whether we needed it or not. And we always went to the same mall. It was called the Farm Bureau. See if y'all was listening. That's where we got our feed, corn, and our few groceries.
Yeah.
And on the way down the mountain, I was looking for that place to hide. And I looked, and one day, I looked over across the railroad track, over into the edge of the woods, and there was an old dairy had been dug in the mountain. With a stone face on it, a dark hole back in there, and trees growed over it. And I said, Khrushchev, you can never find me here. And that brought a little peace to my little old 6-year-old heart that I had a place where the devil couldn't find me.
Come on.
Yeah.
Somebody said,
all right.
You ain't getting this, are you? I need to take some pulse. Somebody's heart is racing and having an anxiety attack. It ain't you. You're asleep on me. Wake up. Here, wake him up, buddy, would you? Huh? Are you listening to me? Hey, man, we got to find a place to hide.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where it's not at.
Come on,
it's
man.
It's not in this culture.
No.
It's not in this world.
That's right.
Amen. Are you listening? It is a dangerous time.
Dang.
Amen. Listen. But I saw that spot over in the woods in that old dairy, and I guarantee you it's still there. And there's more overgrowth than there ever was. And if you ever get to missing me and bombs are falling, get Nathan to take you. I don't know if I ever showed him my hiding place, but there was one place I showed him. Amen. As a little young boy, I don't know exactly how old Nathan was. He's a fine man. I don't know exactly when he prayed through. You did pray through, didn't you, son? Okay. Ooh, boy, worried me for a minute. No, it didn't worry me. He's a good man of God.
All right.
Amen. But I'll tell you what, I found the hiding place. Amen. If you're here tonight and you've got anxiety and fear and depression, I want to tell you there is a place to hide.
All right.
There, until the storm passes by. Amen. Run, run, run into it. Run in there. Amen. Shut the door. The heavy, thick, hardwood door. Fasten the latch. The noise goes down. The wind is not as bad. Are you listening to me? Oh, yeah. I was 19 years old. Amen. When I came in out of the storm and the enemy could not find me, I found me a place.
Found the place.
Amen. In the Son of God, who is my high tower.
Yes, Lord.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah. Come on.
Somebody read for me. Read, Gray. Psalm 91. King James. It is King James. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Are you getting this? Do you believe in this?
Sure.
And I love this. Here's what you got to see. He said, run into it. You've got to get some enthusiasm. You've got to get a feeling of desperation.
Come on, man.
You've got to go to the house of God, amen, in desperation. I've got to find, amen, my place of shelter from the storm. The storm is on. Amen. Deceivers are waxing worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. I've got to go into the tower of truth, the haven of holiness.
Yeah.
Amen. The shelter of salvation.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 91, good and loud. Listen to this right here. Almost done.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
Hold it. Is Khrushchev dead?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, I was afraid he's going to hear my secret place. It's not only a safe place, it's a secret place.
All right.
All right.
Come on.
The world don't know. The world don't know why we can go through hell on earth
and
still have joy in the Lord.
All right.
You say that's simple.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
That is not simple. It's impossible, really.
Right.
Yes.
We have joy unspeakable.
Right.
In other words, human words can't explain it.
Right.
We have a peace that passes understanding.
Right.
The human body, mind, and comprehension, and doctors and lawyers and professors can't explain, amen, how you can commit your ways to the Lord and the peace of God. I'll tell you what, when I got through getting saved that night and got up, I realized I wasn't nobody I hated. Amen. I had peace in my life. I wasn't worried about my future nowhere. And it was a secret place. I couldn't even explain it to my buddies. It's a secret place. It's a place, amen, it's hard to explain. But the truth of it is, amen, it is the will of God for you. It's the place by God where He's got a place for you, where He puts His hand over you. Amen. And lets you see the hinder part of His glory. That's what you need tonight. You brokenhearted, you depressed, you anxious, you that aren't sure. Run! Run to the hiding place.
Praise God. Run.
Thank you, Lord.
Great slow, great.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
Woo! Shada ba 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 na na da ha ha. The secret place of the Most High
shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Under the shadow of Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land.
He's the lily of the valley. Up from morning star,
he's my rock. I want y'all to call John and tell him he ain't going to preach here this time. No, I'm kidding. Don't call him. He's a lot better preacher than me. Amen. Read.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge.
Do you know refuge is in the Old Testament is over 90 times in the Old Testament?
Yeah.
Refuge, hiding place, place from the storm. God loves you. He said, come.
That's right.
Come. The door's open for you. Come on in for the storm.
Come on in.
There was a man I read about years ago. Am I done any good yet?
Yeah.
If I start doing good, I'm going to fade out. Listen to me. The old man got lost. Anybody ever hear of the Swiss Alps?
Oh, yeah.
He was in those Alps and a snowstorm came.
Yeah.
And he got almost lost his life. And there was these, I don't know what they are, monks. What are monks? Y'all know, not monkeys, but monks.
Yeah.
And they had a chalet in those mountains, and their whole purpose was to find people lost and bring them into their shelter.
Wow.
And they got this man out of that snow drift, brushed the snow off, carried him into their chalet. Now I want you to imagine this with me. you've been almost froze to death, and you approach this chalet. You know what a chalet is, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh? You like the way I say that? I used to call it chalet, but I learned better. It's chalet.
Yeah.
And it was a log home with a nice steep roof, smoke coming out of the chimney, and he walked in there and that heat, that warmth, met him in his face.
Yeah.
They carried him over to the fireplace roaring with logs, probably yellow poplar or yellow locust, probably burning and crackling and popping. Got him a hot drink, warmed him up, and then a little bit they got their coats on and started to go out in the storm. And he said, "Where in the world are you going in such a storm?" Think of that. Are you getting that?
Yeah.
And they said, "Well, sir, we're going out in the storm like we did when we found you."
Yeah.
And it hit that old boy.
Right.
And he got up and got him a coat of his own. And he went out in the storm.
Yes.
But brother, I want you to listen to this. When I was lost and dead and cold and lifeless and worthless with no hope and no cheer, yeah, and no smile,
yeah,
and no future, the Lord said, "Come."
Hallelujah.
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 Come unto me, all you that labor.
Hallelujah.
And are heavy laden. I'll give you rest.
You
feel the Holy Ghost in here.
Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody's in a chronic place. And all you need is to run to God.
All right.
Run to Christ. Run into this high tower. Run into this place.
Yeah.
Amen. Read, Brother Gray. Almost done. Another hour and we're out of here. Go.
He is my refuge and my fortress.
He's my refuge and fortress.
My God.
Go ahead.
In him will I trust.
Go ahead.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare
of
the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers.
Cover.
And
run to cover.
Right.
He shall cover thee with his feathers. You remember when Jesus said, "How often would I have gathered you together as a hen?" You know why? I was raised on a farm. I was the chicken man. I had to keep up with all them hens and eggs and setters, you know?
Yeah.
And that hen, when storm would brew, that hen would spread those feathers out on the ground, and those little ditties would run underneath, and she'd just protect them from the storm.
Right.
Are you listening to me? Right. Oh, you're not getting this at all. Amen. But he said, "I would have gathered you as a hen, and you just wouldn't do it."
Right.
God's
right
in here tonight, and he'll hold you if you'll let him. He'll comfort you if you'll let him. Are you listening to me?
Come on.
Amen. He'll bring you into a place of safety and peace and protection if you'll just let him. Anybody gonna help this preacher?
Come on,
run! Run for cover!
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands, the Holy Ghost wants to speak to us. And we'll be done.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell this one pitiful story, and then you care if I ask Felicity at the altar, do you mind if she comes in place when I get ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, because I want all, everybody.
Come on.
If this is your home church, I want you to raise your hand. This is storms on.
Storms on.
I don't have to tell you, do I? Storms on.
Storms on.
The enemies. Noise and pestilence. And he said, run into. And that's what we got to do. Can you say amen?
Yes, amen.
I want the whole church here to say amen.
Amen.
No looking back. Say it.
Amen. Amen.
Looking back.
Hallelujah.
We're going to run into this high tower.
Running in.
And be safe.
Yes.
And not only, we're going to that secret place where we know we're protected and loved. Many years ago now, and stay with me, this won't make a lick of sense to you, but I'm going to tell you. I went through a period of time, brother, where I trusted the Lord for my healing. And I hadn't taken medicine for over 20 some years. And I got bad sick, had to have surgery. I felt like I'd failed. You know, how many understands what I mean?
Mm.
Felt like I'd failed. And surgery, went home there by myself. And the incision that busted open, I was bleeding, disappointed, disgusted in myself, didn't understand. And I can't explain this. But as I sat there in that chair, feeling pitiful and sorry, I felt the Holy Ghost. I felt God approach me. Anybody getting this?
Yes.
And he took me in his arms.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. But he brought me near. He didn't explain nothing to me. He just said, you know, I love you. And I'm for you. And it hurt him. He let me know that it hurt him for me to hurt. And he held me close. And he healed me of that spiritual battle I was going in. You say, I don't understand that. Does anybody understand that? I know this much. I felt his love. And all the lies the devil was telling me was erased. And I just trusted him. Because I knew he loved me. Are you with me? Now listen, he's here tonight. Psalm 91. It's the whole psalm. Amen. Tells of how God protects his.
Right.
Amen. And loves us and cares for us.
Right.
Now listen, we're in this world. And everything going on in this world, it will have an effect in some way or another.
Sure.
Yeah, we will.
Somebody say amen.
Right. Amen.
It will have an effect.
Yes, it will.
Some way or another. But here's what the world don't have. They don't have that refuge.
Right.
They don't have that place of a cover.
Right.
That is a man. Amen. Jesus Christ.
Right.
And he wants to take you in his arms tonight.
Amen.
Is anybody getting that?
Yeah.
I said he wants to take you. Sister Felicity, if you will. You care?
Thank you.
Amen. Come right on. Come on. Is that all right, brother?
Yeah.
We come and pray?
Yeah.
I have to preach a little more. I've got a few more things marked. There ain't no need. I love y'all. Boy, I tell you what, I wish I'd have come sooner. This feels pretty good. Praise God. Amen. Lift your hands, brother, and you, brother, and I love you all. Pray for me. Pray for me.
Hallelujah.
Pray for us. Pray. Come on, children. Pray for us. Pray in this church. Somebody can get into that shelter. Get into that covering. In the name of Jesus. Run. Run. That we run into. That we run into. Go ahead, sis. Brother, you want to say something, brother?
Amen.
We need to pray a little bit.
Yeah,
man, we need to pray.
God.
Go ahead, sister. Play the piano and we will worship the Lord. Did you get my little message? Anybody get my little message?
Yes.
And a man shall be a hiding place from the wind, but covered from the tempest, rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Stand with me. Let's just make our way to the altar. How about
it?
Just ease up. If you got more room to stand in, just stand. But let's just fill this whole front up. Come on. Come on. Home church first. Come on. Come on. Run. Run into this hot, strong tower. Be safe. Be protected. Oh, come on. Run. Run into this place. Come on now. Come on now. All right, visitors, come on. Come on, ease on in here behind them. Let's have prayer with one another here tonight. Glory. Glory. The devil's making a challenge on you. But David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Come on now. Come on now, precious friends.
Thank you.
touch my brother. On the table. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, may your spirit minister tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah be to God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Touch a mighty God. Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Ghost of God, Holy Ghost of God, minister to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Touch mighty God.